Relaxing during the holidays may be hazardous, but watching basketball is always safe enough. As the National Basketball Association season enters its second month, it seems like everyone here in Los Angeles is talking about the LA Lakers, the favorites to win the league title. Everyone, that is, except Slate's Kevin Arnovitz, a loyal season ticket holder of the city's other NBA team.
There are still those basketball eugenicists, some of them here in my own city, who believe that Los Angeles Clipper fans don't exist. I beg to differ. Despite the Clippers being heckled as the worst franchise in sports history on the cover of Sports Illustrated in April 2000, and finishing with a winning record only once in their 19 seasons in Los Angeles, I walked up to the ticket window this year and plunked down nearly $1,700 for a pair of first-row, upper-deck season tickets. And it seems I'm not the only sadist in town. Despite a 27-55 record last year, the Clippers' home attendance figures ranked in the top half of NBA teams.
Now, take it before, your Los Angeles Clippers.
So if Clipper fans do exist, then the next question is, who are these people? What drives them? I offer four rationales for Clipper fandom. Number one, class warfare.
Those are 600 Clippers. Those are 1650 for the Lakers. So obviously a little better value.
Season ticket holder, Gary Tanner. The most obvious reason to root for the Clippers is that they're cheaper. And not just downstairs either. My front row center court seat in the upper deck of Staples Center cost me $20. But a Laker fan pays $35 for the same exact seat in the same arena. Clipper fans factor the season with an entirely different financial calculus. After a while, we just prefer to tool around in our Civic hatchback. Let the Lakers fan rev up his Hummer H2 until he's fully asphyxiated himself and the planet. Number two, the non-glommers. The Clippers offer a refuge to those in Los Angeles who can't stomach committing the sports fan's ultimate sin, as explained by Clippers fan George Tiejo.
I don't like the Lakers because a lot of people jump in the bandwagon when the Lakers are winning, you know?
These martyrs, along with those of us raised elsewhere who could never, under any circumstance, embrace the Lakers, make up the Clippers audience. We prefer product over persona. We're fans who love pure basketball, as last season's Clippers marketing campaign howled. Not that the product that they put on the floor in recent years resembles pure basketball. For us, though, it's the thought that counts. Number three, the hipster factor. Also known as contrarian psychology.
My name's Darren, and I'm a Clipper fan because everybody else is a Laker fan.
Over the past few seasons, as the team has collected charismatic young talent, the Clippers have established legitimacy in Los Angeles among the cool kids as a hip indie alternative to the Lakers' big-budget studio snore. Even though the team has reverted to its cataclysmic depths, the label has stuck. The Clips are the team for kids who like to like bands nobody else likes. Number four, the Hollywood myth.
It's a team for an optimist.
Season ticket holder, Lori Schneider. A culture of insatiable dream chasing permeates the L.A. basin. Clipper fans, on the other hand, know the percentages of success are stacked against us, given that the Clippers routinely dispense the lowest payroll in the league and, frankly, just seem perpetually locked in the Pacific Division's cellar. And though management has tempted us by re-signing intelligent young stars Elton Brand and Corey Maggette to long-term deals, we still cling to the culture of low expectations, as do Matt Leach and his father.
You don't put as much faith in them as you do another team that you know has a chance of going to the playoffs and winning a lot of games.
We're also Cubs fans, so that might put it in perspective.
And for those skeptics who wonder, the stars do come out for the Clippers.
My name is Frankie Nunez.
While the star of the hit TV series, Malcolm in the Middle, may comprise a celebrity audience of one, Munoz personifies the Clipper fans' beleaguered quest for achievement, or failing that, mere respectability.
Of course, being in L.A., everybody's a Laker fan, and it's just awful, you know, because it's so boring, you know. Like, it's so much more exciting to come to the Clipper game, and when they do win, it's like, ah, nice, you know. And
even at their only nationally televised home game of the season, the Clippers' PA system went on the fritz during player introductions. But Clipper fans have grown accustomed to all sorts of glitches and snafus. We wouldn't want it any other way.
Clippers fan Kevin Arnovitz is an editor for Slate. He lives here in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day from NPR News.